Hail from the Tuscarora Indian Nation, the Skaruda Indian Nation, the Jutnapcat Clan Beaver. And I'm going to be talking about the Tuscarora language kit. Thuriha Diakwa is the native name that we've designated for it. I'd first like to start about talking about a little bit of the beginnings of Tuscarora, about the language itself, to give you context to what I will be attempting to do with the language kit. It's a Northern Iroquoian language. It's related closely to the Mohawk, Oneida, Cayuga, Seneca, and Onondaga. It's also related to the Nodaway and the Meherrin, but that's not very well documented at all. The majority of our documentation of the language comes from the reservation in Western New York, and that primarily originates from the work by Marianne Methuen, who worked with the chief Elton Green. We only have a small handful of speakers left, and an even smaller amount who actually work with us at the language program. So that's the frame for the Tuscarora language. And about the language itself, it was very recently written. The most recent writing systems were primarily personal. They were primarily written down phonologically, so it was very difficult to understand what the people were writing unless you were able to actually speak with them themselves. And in addition to that, and on top of those difficulties, the grammar is very dense. The words are very full of morphemes. And what the primary interest of the language program is to communicate these differences, the differences in the language from English in an effective manner, so that when people are able to understand about Tuscarora and why the differences are important. So this is the preservation of the culture through the language. That's one of the big points and the main reasons why we are pursuing the language kit, and the language program exists. It's an oral the Tuscarora culture, the Iroquoian culture. It's an oral tradition. We don't have written documents that we could keep in museums. That's not a viable option. And so, in preserving the language, it's our way of preserving English's illuminated manuscripts. It's Egypt's hieroglyphs. It's all of that. And I find that it's very difficult for people to understand that those are similar, because it's not a tangible object. It's very hard to say, oh, this is our culture right here, when in reality it's in the minds of every single one of the speakers. And so it is necessary to educate speakers, to create new fluent speakers, but we still have first language speakers. Otherwise, we will be losing so much of our culture because of the gap, where we're not going to be able to glean all the information necessary from purely written sources, which have just been started to be recorded recently. So the way that we go about doing this, the Tuscarora language program goes about doing this, is the use of the root word method. And what this is it's a methodology borrowed from the Mohawk language immersion program in Caughnawaga. And they have a full immersion program and are capable of creating a fluent Mohawk speakers, second language in 2 years, and they have a very similar morphology to us. So we thought, what better system to adapt to our language than what has been proven very effective already? So what they do is they focus on the verb morphology. They focus on the creation of new words and new verbs, and they provide the puzzle pieces necessary to create the new words in a very, very clear form. And what they do is, instead of using the traditional linguistics terminology for them, for example, instead of the agentive prenominal prefixes, we just call them the red prefixes. That means there's people who are doing things, and we de-emphasize the amount of linguistic knowledge necessary to be able to learn and speak the language. And that's one of the key points I found in increasing people being not only aware, but also feel as if they are able to learn, that they feel the confidence that they can approach this language. So And in teaching, we also do our best to group the way we teach them, mainly phonologically, because of the polysynthetic nature of our language, meaning there's a lot of combination going on. So what we try to do is first introduce the people to very, very simple combinations of words using primarily just consonants attaching to vowels. So this should be a guasta. Oh, that's supposed to be a theta. That's the TH, the little B symbol there. So this is the anatomy of a very, very simple Tuscarora vowel. The red, it belongs to the first person agent prefix. It's saying I. Guasta is the verb root meaning to like, and the green habitual suffix is the aspect marker in this case, and that's all that's required to make a verb. And this and verbs like it are the verbs that we introduce to new speakers to acquaint them with the structures of the Tuscarora language. So, you know, in teaching, we introduce tables similar to this to show how easy it is just to, with that one simple verb root and then the habitual marker, to see how much information you can create, how much information you can relay just by using, you know, just by switching out like a simple single syllable spelling at the beginning of it. So you get gaguasa, meaning I like it, squasa, you like it, raguasa, he likes it, and so on. And this brings us to why the language kit. Why did I choose to use this particular approach to teach the language and to spread awareness of the language on a reservation? The majority of it is that there isn't a lot of people who have enough free time who are able to devote time to come to a language class, to come and take time out of their day to attend the school, and not only that, like, be able to transport themselves to the school on top of everything else. So and on top of the further difficulties of the people who aren't able to make it, we also have to overcome the difficulties of actually making people aware that they could even try to make it in the first place, which is a very, very significant stepping stone. And finally, what has been happening is that it's the primary language efforts are based in our elementary school. So it's only taught to kids kindergarten through sixth grade. So what is happening is that only the people who are sending their kids to the elementary school have a chance of hearing about our language. So in creating this language kit, in creating a little binder with a grammar and audio and all of that that we can distribute to the community, we can make sure that everyone, no matter what situation, that they can have a piece of the language, that they can understand, that they feel connected to the language. And so we kept in mind all of those things when creating it. The language project, I would say, consists of most five participating individuals, including just one elder at the time. So we really don't have a lot of manpower to get a lot done. We, like, as I said, we have few speakers. I mean, we can count them on our hands, and the amount that actually participate, that help us out, is even lower. So it is important to make the language kit as clear and as available as we possibly can. And upon distributing the language kit, we did it primarily just over a summer, a month-long project. That was our primary distribution channel. We still have them available at the school, and we still get people who come in and receive the full language projects and all that. But our primary efforts were focused on the 1 month, and we focused on getting feedback and focused on hearing from the community during that span of time. And what we found is that they were very interested once they were aware of how easy the language could be, how not terribly difficult it was to learn. That was a huge stepping stone in increasing the amount of people actually starting to attend the projects and showing interest in it. It was also important, because we have only been working through kindergarten through sixth graders, it was important for us to establish standards for teaching high school, college, adults. We were able to create sort of like a standard beginning tome to say, okay, well, this is our basis for all of our future educations. We can show this to the state. We can show this to our chiefs. For grants and all that sort of thing. So that was a very important aspect that actually we didn't really anticipate, and it turned out very well for us in that respect. So I believe that I am done. Thank you. Niawe.